All right, back to the phones. And Samik in Menlo Park, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a decision analyst from Menlo Park, and I wanted to broaden the frame a little bit that this problem is probably unfairly being seen as just a police problem. And in particular, in Oakland, I know of friends who've started this this house called the Casa de Paz, or the House of Peace. It's situated in a very violent neighborhood, and they basically meditate, and then they invite the community there to farm with them. And they've told me several stories where situations which could have gotten very violent were quickly de-escalated because they went in, and with a lot of love, they hug people, and then they just calm people down. So I was wondering in this conversation, what is the opportunity, and could the police see themselves as partners promoting such groups and leveraging the powerful practices of nonviolent communication and meditation to improve the situation?
Well, and I want to just say, I think some schools are also teaching de-escalation. It's not, obviously, it's not just for police departments, but Angela, do you want to weigh in on that?
Yes. So I've been saying over and over again that crisis intervention team isn't just a training, it's operational, but it's also a partnership. It's something that doesn't just belong to the police department. I think Officer Shannon would agree with me on this. It's something that involves a strong partnership with mental health providers who, at the end of the day, are responsible for providing the services to people experiencing crisis. It's the officers that might be the first responders, but it really they're supposed to refer people out to these necessary services.